I'm Rachel Payne, as you have already noticed. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to go the extra mile and how to turn the other cheek. Good morning. If you want to be where I'm mainly looking at, you can go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. And that's where you can find on where to turn the other cheek and go the extra mile. Well, what type of Christian are you? There are two main types. There's the type that just get by, and they're a Christian in name, but that's about it. Or are you the type of Christian that goes above and beyond to please God? Well, I ask you again, what type of Christian are you? To determine whether you're a minimum Christian, think about how much you do for God and how much you do for others, as goes for the other way around. Keep this in mind as I go through my lesson. My first main point is to turn the other cheek. Well, God tells us to do it in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. He tells us, "But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also." Also again in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, which is the golden rule. If we want to be like God, we need those two. We need the golden rule, because God's will is to turn the other cheek. And if you want to be like God, you have to do his will, or else that doesn't really work if you don't. God tells us not to retaliate. People want and expect us to retaliate and when they do wrong to us. Well, don't give them what they want. My dad always used to tell me, if you don't run, he can't chase you. Because my brothers always used to chase me around. He told me, if you just stand there, he can't chase you. So that's basically what it is. Don't retaliate. Don't give him what he wants. In Romans 12:17, if you would like to turn with me there, he says, "Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men." Also again, in 1 Peter 3:9, he says, "Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing." He's saying, don't do evil for evil, but the opposite. Do good for good. Do something nice for someone that's done wrong to you. He also tells us to love our neighbor, and Leviticus 19:17, he clearly states, "Do not hate your neighbor." Again, in Matthew 22:39, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're not going to go and do something wrong to your neighbor, because that's like doing something wrong to yourself. You're not going to call your neighbor a mean name. You're not going to call him fat and ugly, because that's like calling yourself fat and ugly, and that's kind of, you know. And when you do something mean to someone else, picture yourself saying it to you. And if your feelings are hurt just hearing those words come out of your mouth, then it's probably not a good idea to say it. In Proverbs 25, 21, and 22, it says, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Do nice things for him." Again, in Exodus 23:4, it talks about, finding your neighbor's donkey, per se, not literally a donkey. "If you meet your enemy's donkey or ox going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again." Do something nice. Be good to him. Even though he's done you wrong, bring back his donkey, because obviously he's going to want it. Doing this in Luke 6:35, "Do good and expect nothing in return." You know, kids these days, when you ask them to do chores, they're always like, "Hey, if I'm all alone, you know, give me some money. I want some money up front, because I'm doing something for you. You don't necessarily you shouldn't want that in return. You should always do good and feel good about it and not want something in return. God tells us to let him take care of it. He doesn't want us to take revenge. He doesn't want us to retaliate. In Deuteronomy 32:35, it states, "Vengeance is mine and recompense, therefore their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them." He's saying, don't, it's not your job, don't do anything about it, because he has it, he's got your back, basically. In Leviticus 19:18, he also states, "You shall not take vengeance." In Romans 3:1, "Let every soul be governed by God, for there is no authority but his own." He's saying, let him take care of it. He's the one that's going to judge everyone in due time. He's going to be at the end, and he's going to be judging everyone by how he thinks they should. Let him take care of it. And vengeance is out of harmony with God. It's not his will. He gives us great examples of people that turn the other cheek. Jesus himself, in Luke 6:35-36, it states, "But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind and thankful to, no, he is kind to the unthankful and the evil." Okay, he wants us to be merciful as he is merciful, forgive as he forgives. Also, Jesus on the cross in Matt 26, verse 67. "They spat in his face and they beat him, and others struck him with the palms of his hands." And you know what he did? He did absolutely nothing. He was up there on that cross and he took it. Like the song says, he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free, but instead he died alone. Another great example is Stephen in Acts 7, verse 60. He was stoned and he cried out. He pleaded to God not to charge them because he knew that they didn't know what they were doing. And in the end, they were going to want forgiveness, but God was going to give them their justs. And God promises us great rewards for this. And John 14:14, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do." He hears us. If you pray to him, he's going to hear you. He's going to answer your prayers. He blesses us in 1 Peter 3:9, "You will inherit many blessings." Also in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 22, and in Luke 6, verse 35, it says, "You will get many great blessings." My second main point is going the extra mile. Christianity is the religion of the extra mile. You know, it's the over and above religion, not just the minimum. And going the extra mile makes God happy. You know, it's our will, or not our will, but our goal in life to do his will, to make him happy. It also makes the other person happy. You know, when you do something good for someone, you want them to be happy, because when someone's happy, they're not going to be up in your face, and they're not going to be mean to you. They're going to be nice. And maybe, just maybe, it might make them nicer. You know, it might make them think, hey, is that how I should treat other people, you know? If I treat other people that way, then more people are going to be happy. And how you can go the extra mile, you can show brotherly love, like it says in Romans 12:10. Romans 12:10, "Be kindly affectionate to one another, show brotherly love." You know, that's also what God wants. Show kindness and tenderheartedness like God. In Ephesians 4:32, "Forgive others as God forgave you." He didn't have to forgive you. I hope you know that. He didn't have to forgive your sins. You know, he could have just said, hey, you did something good. Here's a treat. Here's a cookie. Go. You did something good. Woohoo. You can show them their faults, but you have to do it kindly. In Matthew 18:15, it says, "Tell him his faults and give him the opportunity to repent." Also in Acts 8, verse 22, "Repent therefore of thy wickedness." A man, Joe Gilmore, in a book I was reading, it says a man is at his best when he's repenting. He's realizing what he did wrong, and he's realizing how he can make it better. Show him a forgiving attitude. You know, say, hey, sorry I hit you in the face. You know, that's something that gets said a lot at my house, you know. In Matthew 6:14, verse 15, "Forgive others of their trespasses that I might forgive you." Again, God didn't have to forgive you. Jesus didn't have to be up there on that cross for you. He didn't have to do it. And again, he gives us great examples like the Good Samaritan and Luke 10:34. If you would, please turn with me. Luke 10, verse 34. It says, "So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. He bandaged his wounds. He helped him. He gave him something to drink, and he poured oil on his wounds to make it feel better. And he gave him his own animal. He didn't say, go back to your house and get your horse. He said, here, have my horse, because that's something good. And he took him to an inn. You know, he didn't have to do that. That's going the extra mile. He could have said, you know, you can sleep outside or you can sleep in my barn. But no, he sent him to an inn. He did the Christian thing to do. Also, Christians in Hebrews 10:34, for you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing you have a better and enduring possession for yourself in heaven. When that's basically saying, like, when someone's at their lowest point and they're in chains, they don't know what to do, you joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, you know, you joyfully helped them. And knowing you have a better and enduring possession for yourself in heaven, knowing that they're not the best person, you know, and you're such a good person and you have better gifts for you laid up in heaven. Jesus himself, he had compassion for the multitudes and for all of us. In Matthew 9:36, he says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion, for they were weary. He felt bad for them. He wanted to help them. Also in 1 John 3:16, for this we know love, because he had laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for our brother. He died for us, so we should be willing to die for others. We should want to lay down our life for our fellow Christians. Go back to the question I asked earlier. What kind of Christian are you? Do you just try to get by, or do you do whatever you can to go above and beyond to please God? Are you the Christian that turns the other cheek and that goes the extra mile? Well, that's the type of Christian you would want to be. Thank you.